Hey, Joe, where are you going with that boombox in your hand?
This third world briefcase?
Yeah. And what's that music?
Tamerlane's greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s for dogs.
Tamerlane's greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s for dogs?
Yeah, Tamerlane's greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s for dogs. Just listen to what you get. The theme from Star Wars. Stairway to Heaven. Freebird. Do You Come from the Land Down Under? Let It Be. Year of the Cat.
Hey, wait a minute. Those all sound the same, Joe.
Well, they're dogs, Bill. What do they know from music?
Oh, you're right, Joe. They won't know they got ripped off.
That's right. Tamerlane's greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s for dogs. Only $69 for the CD. $53 for the tape at the Mega Dog, Doggyland, and Turn It Down Records Coast to Coast.
Well, this is Smush Simbaugh on the Bad Mouthing and Broadcasting Network, and I told you people, the arrogance of the AFC, they don't care what you want. They don't listen to you. They insist they can send a team to the Super Bowl. Well, they'll be sorry. Let's go to the phones. Hello, La Jolla, you're on with Smush Simbaugh.
Smush! Huh? Smush, what's this about Deion Sanders' shoe deal?
Wait just a minute here. Is that all you liberal AFC fans can do is snipe at Deion for his shoe deal? Bruce Smith has a shoe deal. Joe Montana has a chicken deal. Do we hear you people complain about that? No, and why? They're in the AFC. The hypocrisy out of it all. Oh, it makes me so mad. And what's more, it makes the American people mad, too. Next call. Hello, New York.
Hey, is the 49er quarterback Howard Stern?
Scum! Schmerdley, I thought you were screening these calls. You're fired! Hello, Grand Forks, you're on with Smush Simbaugh.
Me too's from South Dakota, Smush.
Duh, me too.
Is it true that Natron Means once went to Moscow and met with Carlos the Jackal?
No. You're thinking of O.J. Simpson, but you know what Natron Means did? He and his liberal feminazi sports reporter friend, Hannah Storm, started a story that Steve Young called Buddy Ryan a... Well, I won't say the word, but it rhymes with midiot. Can you believe the gall of the San Diego Chargers? Well, that's all we have time for. I'm Smush Simbaugh. Listen again tomorrow. Find out the truth.
Here in the 90s. Here in the 90s. Okay. Here in the 90s, it's tough raising a family. You try to shelter them, and then you turn on the local news and your kids are bombarded with the weird grotesqueries that disrupt your careful parenting. Stories about volunteers, charities, senior citizen birthdays. Where's the blood? Where's the gore? Where's the violence? No gruesome car wrecks, just another story about some grade school kids collecting food. At Station Number H, we've got a newscast that more realistically matches up with your life and relationships. Something your kids can relate to. The Station Number H Dysfunctional Family Newscast. If it bleeds, it leads. Drunken bulldozer footage, Croatian carnage, the latest NBA fist fight. It's all on the Station Number H Dysfunctional Family Newscast. If he's sober, Milo Hungover anchors with occasionally hysterical Demi Somatic with weather. And the man with the cleanest hands on TV, he washes them 68 times a day, Stu Fremont with sports, including the NASCAR Wreck of the Week. News for your family, not some Leave It to Beaver cliche. the station number H, Dysfunctional Family Newscast.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burbskuse me. This is the Man Minute. Today, a very sensitive topic, one we men don't always like to talk about, losing a loved one and explaining it to the children. It's a very emotional time when someone close to us moves on, heads out, goes far, far away. It forces us to admit that someday, unlikely as we may think it is, it will happen to us too. Sometimes it doesn't seem fair. They were here and now they're gone. We may even feel abandoned, but we must remember, we're still here. It's the departed who's missing all the fun. And as for telling the kids, just say, Mom doesn't like the Super Bowl, so she's departed to her stupid bridge club or somewhere. She'll be back. Then make sure the kids are rooting for the same team you are. Order a pizza and enjoy the big game. Well, that's a Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
Hello, I'm Judge Lance Ito for NFL On Trial Charities and the Disunited Ways. Here in Los Angeles, NFL players on trial devote hours of their time to underprivileged kids on trial, like Timmy here.
Hi, Judge Ito.
Timmy was a bagman for a gang when he came to trial. Tell us how the NFL players on trial helped you, Timmy.
Well, goshes, Judge Ito, they gave me a football autographed by the Bengals.
That was the best they could do?
I guess so. But now I've started a pseudo-religion that worships that football, and I scam lots of money from old people who fear its wrath.
A beautiful story, but just one of many successes of NFL Players on Trial Charities. Mass extortion is a community effort, but as Timmy would say,
because of you all, it's working.
Losing faith in humanity? Giving up on the world? You'd like to sell all your possessions and move to a beach on Bora Bora? Had it with crime, politics, telephone solicitors, OJ, and Girl Scout cookie sales drives? But you figured out on your laptop that the move to the South Pacific will require over $600,000, and your Discover card is already maxed out. Well, don't give up your dream of isolation. We can cut you off from society for less. We're the shrink wrap people. We'll shrink wrap your home with you inside after removing all radios and TVs. Within weeks, the gas, water, and electricity will be cut off. Yes, your own desert island. Blessed quiet. No more messy human interaction. All at one low, affordable price. Call us. We're the shrink wrap people.
Hi, this is Tiki Schmooze, and listen, it's Super Bowl time, and the most terrible thing has happened. Companies that are not official sponsors are trying to give the impression that they are. Well, let me clear this up, because we don't want any rancor to mar the best weekend of the year. Here's the official sponsors of Super Bowl 29. Official counterfeit tickets, Dickie Schmooz Printing. Official protect your car while it's parked system, Dickie Schmooz Ice Picks and Baseball Bats. Official win a dream date with Kathy Lee, Dickie Schmooz Escort Services. Official point shavers, Dickie Schmooz Odds Are Us. Well, there you have it. Don't be fooled. To order anything connected with Super Bowl 29, just send money to Dickie Schmooz Super Bowl, Box 1, XXVIIII, Montana.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, Sesame Street Live. Let's go to the big concert. Big Bird Unplugged, Bert and Ernie Palooza. Wall-to-wall preschool moshers, slam toddling.
Get ready to party, Omaha.
Oh, yeah, Sesame Street Live. You see, I'd gone down to the arena to look for an air horn that I left there last time they had a truck pull. Oh, I love them truck pulls. I like to sit at the end where you get splattered with mud. Oh, God. Anyway, I was swept into the hall by a mob of preschoolers. Now, they scare me. I know I'm the Mean Farmer, but those preschoolers scare me. You ever see that look in their eye? They know, oh, you know they know. Oh, scary. And the grown-ups trying to herd them, they had this look in their eyes, too, like they were gazing over a dark precipice into the depths of hell itself. But all parents have that look, because they know, too. Oh, you know they know, too. And next thing I know, I'm sitting between a four-year-old sociopath with cotton candy. No thanks, kid. Here, have some chaw. Yeah, just spit on the floor there. It's concrete. And a five-year-old with a balloon and an attitude. And then, suddenly, Big Bird hits the stage. Is that thing a chicken or what? Anyway, you'd have thought the Beatles had gotten back together with all the screaming. And, well, when Sally Struthers, Louise Mandrell, and Bloody Lucifer saw him, well, it was like one big visual fetch. So anyway, at least the show wasn't too long. Oh, go home, get back in the school bus. Yeah, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, removing big feathers from the dog's teeth. You gotta be real careful when you floss a pit bull. You know what I mean?
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, women say that men act like little babies when they're sick. Oh, do we? What women don't realize is that, due to a strange quirk in our genetic makeup, men don't just get sick. Men get really, 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 really sick. Without the loving care given us by women, children, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and those underprivileged kids from other cities who go door-to-door selling candy so they can win trips to Baja, men wouldn't be able to recover. We don't like being babied, although cable TV has at least made it tolerable. We have to be babied. So go ahead, try it. Next time the man in your house gets sick, tell him to drop the Alka-Seltzer Plus into the water himself and watch him die. Well, that's a Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
Bill-san, no deska, Kitty-chan, hi deska.
Joe-san, Kitty-chan, okan wabe, nirvane, musho.
Honto, Bill-san. Huh. No Tamerlane Kitty Dentist.
Honto? Tamerlane Kitty Dentist?
Hai. Tamerlane Kitty Dentist, Bill-san. Muji o wa nono dame wa konoji. No bite, no chew, no anesthetica.
Ha ha. Jo no Tamerlane Kitty Dentist.
Kitty-chan.
Oh!
Oji niki wa kajimoji lifeless lump.
Ha ha ha. Ware fukidoki no Tamerlane Kitty Dentist pronto.
Tamerlane no Kitty Dentist Zokoroko Kyoko's crummy sushi. Hopsing's Buki Karaoke Rifle Range, sa Nippon Sadistic Experiments, Waji Waji.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, X, 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 triple X, bribery, corruption, and riverboat gambling in the Sodom and Gomorrah of states. Yeah, the realm of evil, the Star of Mordor on our national flag. The Empire of Perdition, enticed by its dark lords of wagering into a path of degrading deterioration. Hal Dobbs Bane. The land of dissipation, greed, and perdition. That evil of which I speak, that satanic commonwealth, that fertile hell. Oh, you know, Iowa. Iowa. Garden of Temptation. Dog tracks, casinos, video slots, river boats, and insurance companies. Yeah, Iowa. Threatening to drag its neighbors down into the fiery pit using the anchor and chain of excessive recreation. Iowa, home of the Prince of Darkness himself, Hayden Fry. Yeah, with that in mind, today on the show, we're going to sedate the mayor of Omaha. Just a minute. Hand me that. Got him. Oh, there. I got him. He's circling right in the neck there. See there? Yeah, you can see the little dart there. He's slowing down, and there, he's on the floor. Now, we'll just put this radio collar on him. Yeah, relax, big fella. Easy, Hal. Easy. And he'll come around in an hour or two. Plenty of time for the press conference. Give him hell, Hal. And this transmitter will let us know where he is at all times. That could be very important. In case he tries to crash our Saturday night strip poker game. No, Hal, you can't play. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, Hal goes to Hooters. I just like the sound of it. Hal goes to Hooters. Oh, he's fun, ain't he?